Here's a space so powerful it allows an ordinary fan to share a cheer with the owner of a team, a platform where supporters understand intricate details of players' rights, a setting that bridges the gap between the dressing room and the grandstand, a space where tactics meet opinion, transfer news meet gossip, and the VAR system meets social media, a space for the football tribe. Le Coco. La Space.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is a Thursday, a very beautiful Thursday. Leap year, it is the 29th of February. You are listening in to Le Coco La Space, powered by Hollywood Bet. We are about to have a conversation as normal, and you've taken your time and you've joined us, and I'd like to thank you for that. On the line, I'll be interviewing a coach that we've come to love, a very, very passionate coach, a coach that we've seen that worked with youngsters, a coach that has transformed South African football, a coach that is patient with his chickens, and a coach that nearly pulled the perfect Italian job when he almost pulled off the operation Fat Alice. And yeah. Remember, we are available on Apple Podcasts. We're also available on Spotify. We are available on YouTube. So do subscribe. Le Coco La Space is what you need to be searching for. And do subscribe on that panel. Without wasting more of your time, let me take this moment and welcome my coach. Coach, good evening, coach.
Thank you very much. Good evening to you and to the
listeners. I do thank you for taking your time. And I know I've taken you away from your dinner. So ladies and gentlemen, this space will be 30 minutes long. Because coach is having dinner. He's at the embassy. He did mention that the time is not really on his side. And I do appreciate him making time for us. So coach, let's get straight into it. We're going to be discussing development of football. But I want to find out, because you've been so great at handling youngsters. How many cups of coffee does one have to drink, coach, for them to be passionate about the game the way you are?
not that much with youngsters. It's always a little bit more those ones who have already achieved to motivate them in the way of maybe sometimes changes. It's always a bit difficult for arrived players, youngsters, and they smell the jersey. The eyes are big, they don't do anything. And this was the energy what they're bringing is for me always something that has always inspired me. And then obviously when I was a young player, we had a team in Cologne at the time, also Standard Liège, where a lot of youngsters came through. And yeah, it's been a culture for myself, and I have always seen younger players give you so much, bring you so much energy into the team, in the team that you set up. They will give you this extra what you need sometimes in achieving aspects.
And you know, we're going to be putting on step by step, because I want to find out, you've gotten into a team before when you came into South Africa. Not a lot of people knew you, so I want to try and find out, because you built one of the most successful teams that we've witnessed in the PSL era, where they went on and won every cup game that was available. So I want to try and lay it out for us in terms of, okay, what are the steps that one needs to do? So coach, you get to SA, your first impression of the country, did you know anything about our country? Did you know anything about our players, our culture?
It is such a great country. It's a country with a lot of diversity, a lot of, rich culture. And, what happened is that I came 1995 to South Africa, 1996 to South Africa with Africa Cup of Nations. This is the Indian national team. I was head coach at that time. I was a very, very young coach. And after that, I went back to all my duties to my own country. I was also on that time in the FIFA technical, and then went to one of the biggest clubs that we have in Turkey, Trabzonspor. And also, we won one cup with Trabzonspor at that time. I was first assistant coach, then we became the sportive director. And I had a very successful stint in Turkey, and I came back again to South Africa, which really, I found the country, and this is my home now, the first home. So when I'm not working, I've been always in South Africa. And obviously up and down, we worked in three continents, which I think a lot of success as well, in Egypt, Austria, in Emirates, in Turkey, with one of the big sites we were for. And this is all the journey that we have experienced all those years in different type of multicultural environments. And South Africa has always, my family, always for us been a home.
And let's have a look at the South African player. The South African player for you. You've dealt with different types of South African players. You've dealt with young ones. You've dealt with old ones. And you've dealt with stubborn ones. And you've dealt with the kind-hearted ones. What would you say, from your experience throughout these teams, is that trademark of a South African player? If you were to go to anywhere in the country, you'd say a South African player can do this and nobody else can do that.
Yeah, a lot of elements of South African players. I mean, I must say, go a little bit more further back. Remember those years with Jabu Puli. I think you're still young at that time. You might not have seen it.
No, I've witnessed it. I've witnessed it.
The elder ones will know that very well. Players like Jabu Puli. Less mentioned, Thabo Mbeki was for me one of the players that ever, top players that I ever coached. And Cyril Dalmas, Patrick Mabiri, unbelievable players, and Marco Mutetus. All of them have their own specialities, but one thing is that what they have for me is that the technical capacity and very technical gifted players, because they world football is especially on the depleted parts of the world, Germany, Holland, Italy, France, England. They're looking for type of players that can unlock any defense with certain movements. And it has been too much strategic football, and teams are blocking themselves with the tactical aspects of the game. And you need players in the collectiveness also, that the individualism has to be a little bit more supported. This is a big issue now in German football. We're discussing that many times in the coaching part, that players need to really, in the pubertary area, to learn not always this pass. They also need to eliminate players and have more touches on the ball, so that they can grow and use both brain halves, so that they can grow to the players that we want to see actually in football, and not want to see a chess game.
And you mentioned Jabu Puli. By the way, I do remember Jabu Puli making his debut. I've witnessed it, and I even remember the hairstyle that he had on the day. Coach, it was a very interesting hairstyle. Now, you gave this young player a chance, and I'm asking you this question because you've been a firm believer of young talent, and it's very rare, especially at the time, it was very rare for a South African coach, or a coach in South Africa, rather, to give young talent a chance. The young talent that South Africa has, would you say it's a must for every team to have, or would you then opt, if you were given an unlimited budget, would you then go for only experience?
No, I would never go for experience only. It has to be a good mixture. Young players, as I said, give you that extra level. I remember that, for instance, when we had Clifford Kubeni, he was, when I came to Ajax first time, he was already chased out of the club, and he was training somewhere in the second division, Johannesburg, and I remember my assistant coach, we needed six, we were looking, and he was 18 years old at that time, and I called him back from SCAK, he was training there, and looked to the boy, and everybody didn't believe in him at all. But what I believed in him was the speciality what he has to observe the game and see the lines. There's not a... He was more European type, not a real South African player, actually. Like, you remember Clarence Seedorf from Ajax?
I do.
So he was, I would always say, a Seedorf in making. And the mixture of understanding the game, his first touch was really marvelous to watch. And obviously under pressure, players need to be observed very quickly. And he was, for me, already older than he was in his thinking of the game. So you will find those kind of talents in South African football when you look into that's what you need. And especially when you look into those youth developments, and obviously starting with 15, 16, 17 years old, you will find those talents. But in the end, you need to give also those coaches who coaches them the possibilities. At the same time, you need to give them the opportunities to also to grow. So the having a bit of a part, I see that in Europe, we're discussing that a lot. everyone wants to copy La Masia and this tiki-taka. Certain type of football. I come across for 2 days here in Cape Town where 10-year-old children were playing, and the coach stopped and whistled and was screaming to the young boy, I told you only two touches. So I just found that 10-year-old boy stopping the game, and he did a marvelous move. Stopping the game, he doesn't see the move, he sees the two touch, and this is something that has always catch my eyes, to educate those coaches to leave the speciality, but we always want that players to get behind the defensive lines and under pressure can handle the certain. I don't want to see that as a saying, this word I don't like, express yourself. It's 11 players express yourself, that means there's no game. So there are moments in a collective understanding and a tactical concept that younger players can, through the enthusiasm what they have, sometimes much, much more be effective. As for me, I come across that the experienced players, so-called experienced, are not calling up enough. So a good mixture would be always a great thing.
And, you know, you're talking about this mixture. Now, you get into a team, you obviously have to have a conversation with the sporting director. How do you then form the type of philosophy or the type of approach that the team will have? Because now you have these players at your disposal. Do you then look at the players they have and say, okay, I'm going to take this route? Or do you then say, the only way that I know how to play football and I've had results before is through this approach, and everybody else has to then field in into this mold?
Very much important that coaches, every coach has his way of handling things, but we need to be always open to a certain aspect. So you need to adjust to the situation that you are. In the end, given time, you will probably change that to that what you want. But in the end, in the beginning, you need to see what is it. But then you have good wingers. Obviously, you will find the concept that you play the wing game. When you have aggressive players, you will play the pressure game. So you can't have, let's say, artists and art players. I had only Jabus around, or Dr. Kumalos around, who have a special gifted players. You can't pressurize the opponent, so you need to find a certain concept during the game. Maybe in the second zone, to wait for the team to make mistakes, hold the lines close. So there are a lot of elements that you need to, as a coach, look into. And obviously, in the long term, that you prepare the players to that what you see, and to the best of their habits. You can't have, a proper training planning in long term. Cannot happen if you don't know your concept, what you want to achieve in long term plan. So obviously, coaches today have no time. So you need to grind results. This is why I said a couple of days ago, the sportive directors are grinding results for 10 years, but the coaches every weekend. So that has to come in hand in hand, so that you, when you bring those talents in, that obviously they can make the mistakes. I remember that saying to Clifford Cobain, listen, 5 games you have, after 5 games we sit down and evaluate you. I won't take you out, or next game, if I take you out, next game you want to play again. So give him the confidence that he can make the mistakes. So these are small psychological aspects that you can give the youngsters that they need to hold on to. And that makes them growing by game by game. And they can't grow in stands. They need to grind. They need to grow on the field. And this is why education plan for coaches is also very, very much important.
You mentioning education, and we seeing the league now enforcing qualifications, and that would be CAF A being the primary requirement for a coach to be on the bench, and that's going to be implemented from next season. Do you feel that is a good thing? Even though, and I'm asking you because you'd then be coming in as a European coach with European qualifications. Now you then have to conform to the norm of the continent. Do you see that as a step in the right direction, or do you feel that we somehow misaligned and we're missing out on the opportunity to have great minds that I will be coaching in the country?
Very much important that people need to understand. I hear every time these discussions about coaching license badges. It's all wonderful. We need to get this because in anything that we do in our life, we need to finish the school to be able to go to the next step. So what it does is that it doesn't make you a better coach when you get the license. What it does is you learn where to look at. This education gives you the possibilities to look at, and this is what I took out. And when I went to pro-licensing, this was 8 months on the distance, on the Sports Science Institute in Cologne, so no between breaks, so 8 months on. And in the 8 months, what happened, what was for me very much important, was obviously the facts of the Sports Science. And so me and my time, we trained so hard that our science was obviously not was completely neglected, and the players were injured. And today the players are very, very valuable, extremely valuable players. And the football has changed, the concept has changed, the digital possibilities for any one of us has changed our thinking. And obviously the players come unpayable at the moment in Europe. When I was with the Turkish national team, I have to deal with players like Burak, like Hakan Çalhanoğlu. He plays for Inter Milan and earns $8 million per season. And they are like, let me say, own companies. So as a coach today, you looking after 25 players. They are their own companies, practically a joint venture. So you're handling the team like a CEO. And then in every department today, this is international football, every department today has its own, let me say, scientists, fitness coaches, analysts. Mm-hmm. And this is the way how it's been done. And I would love to see that when we come. Sundown is winning it. And this is one of the reasons why they're successful. And I think the best options are to really, really give the players anything what has been desired today on the analysis, one-to-one discussions. And the players need to go on the field and do the job. And obviously, the collectiveness has to be paired with individualness. Otherwise, there is no concept.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Coca-Cola Space. I do have Coach Mohsin on the line. We are discussing building a winning team. And we're trying to understand a coach that has won all these trophies with the team, and he came here, he was an unknown, but he took the country by storm, and he gave youngsters a chance, he gave older players a chance, and you could find a mixture of both, and it worked. So we're trying to establish exactly what it is that one would need to do as a coach getting into a team to try and revive a team or to try and build a winning team. Coach, now the budget, let's talk the budget, because money is an important factor in football, and we might shun away from that. As much as you might want to coach an Ajax where they'll just be youngsters, there are times when you get to a team and a team is big and it has to win trophies. Results are needed now, and obviously the patience to build these players and groom them is not there. Who then gets to sign these players? Would you be comfortable? Because in South Africa, a lot of owners have this tendency of wanting to buy players for the coach.
Yeah, it is important that, when I came from the Kaiser Chiefs, it was a very great institution with a chairman on the head that was by himself a fantastic player and exactly knew what from the first day what we wanted to do. I said, no success is down by one person. That everybody needs to know that. And, if you see somebody in the glam light, there are 10 people minimum behind that person who is shining makes them shine. So that is a very, nobody has had success by his own. That will never happen. So that means that you need to have a team around yourself. It was also with myself, what I brought in, obviously a woman too. It was the first woman in South African football. It was Elsa Storm. I like to have women around me, top class, not only fitness coach, scientists, but the training, the individual part. So you have today, fast which muscle, close which muscle, we have a mixture. So you have to train according to the science. And myself, I'm a sports scientist. Sometimes during the week, the training sessions, you forget certain things, and you need somebody that can also point in the right direction, also an individual session, individual attention to the player. So, and obviously, then you need to have behind you. I had Pani Madida at Coppella, great people around me who assisted me. Farouk Khan, not to forget, with the news and an assistant to me. So, they were fantastic people that in every old department, they were experts. And this is what you need to do step by step. This is if you don't have the budget, but step by step, you need to get the budget. So, for me, it was, let me say, is Ajax, we discussed with the chairman on the time. He said, okay, we don't get 25 players, but we get 50 players plus 5 youngsters, and then I have three experts next to me. Mm. So we find the budget. So you have everything and has the possibility to find the budget oneself. And obviously, as a coach, you need to share. And obviously, I was very, very limited in my cultural aspect because you have here rules, you have different type of tribes in South Africa. Also, everyone has to be respected in their own in the cultural background. And it was for me very, very untouchable when a player needed the cultural background. So obviously, you need to respect that. So there are a lot of challenges with European coaches when they come in. And I did also my mistakes to it. And there was Kaiser, the chairman, the president, Dr. Tom was fantastic on that, helping me behind the scenes to understand the cultural background so that I can get more out of it.
And you
so
made...
You need some help.
Yeah, carry on, coach.
So you need those help that, as I said, then from the grass cutter to the one who gives the jerseys, the kit manager, all has to play the role, a big role, and they're all important. And not only then you can have success. And the players, when they come in the morning, they need to, today, they need to have 6 to 8 hours. They're coming in, not only 2 hours. In international football, they're coming in, they have the breakfast, they have the analysis, they have the body composition, they have the tactical training sessions. There's a lot of things that they need to do, not only the 2 hour sessions anymore. So that has to change, and if you work with the players on that way, they know very well that it will get better for you. So it is important how you approach it.
Coach, you mentioning the importance of having qualified people. You mentioning the importance of especially, and I'd like the fact that you mentioned Miss Helterstorff, because that was a turning moment in South African football. How do you then navigate it as a coach? Because here's this person that's highly qualified. Here's this person we know that she was able to get the best out of the players. You probably coached one of the fittest Kaizer Chiefs in a long time. Now, how do you then convince a club owner in South Africa to say, bring a woman, she's qualified, she'll be able to handle these players, I'm comfortable with it? Because the first thing you are more likely than not to get from a South African coach, a South African owner, is my mooty is not going to work when there's a woman around.
Actually, you come with a concept, everyone listens, and special football people listen to it, and then you find the budget for them. Obviously, that also the board, you know, accepted. In the end, it was not a cultural thing that a woman was in professional football at that time. And she's better than any player in anything what she does. You don't need to convince a lot. It wasn't very quick. I love that women around. It gives you in the professional domain, the dressing room is always a bit of a man domain, and that gives you the pass when I come into the room that there's a lady that is correcting herself immediately, so that the culture comes to the completely to a different level. And then obviously the individual sessions, and as I was a main one of the main person, the success that we had, she was really, really very impulsive in her application of the training session. So I remember Gerd Skoutbeck, when he was with all weight, he was the handbag of Elsa. So everywhere Elsa went, Gerd was with him. And Arthur Zwana, I remember when he became that fit. Arthur went did extra sessions in the afternoon with Adri de Jong. I had Adri as well, 800 meter champion of South Africa. Did coordination and speed sessions with the players. And afternoon, Arthur's the one who was on the track on 800 meter run. So it's unbelievable. Those players, when you give them the possibilities, they will work. And I have experienced that. So I don't agree on the laziness of players or something like that. When they see that the environment is good, they will come to the training sessions.
The environment is good, they'll come to the training session. Coach, now I'm going to touch on a very touchy subject, and it's a touchy subject for coaches. Yes, you now have the opportunity to bring in your backroom staff. You're able to bring in people that would train these players, people that would provide nutrition to these players and have information for these players. But more often than not, a South African team owner is more likely to enforce an assistant coach on a coach. How do you then, would you navigate that? Because you still want the people that you can trust. Or do you go with the flow that whatever you give me, I'll be able to work with, so long as they are willing to work with me, and then I'll be able to guide them?
It's a good question, and it has catched me many times. For instance, it's my event when I went to very big club in Egypt. They had also a certain country culture. Besides that, I come from Turkey, but grew up in Germany. But they are also very much different, and I needed somebody from there. So what happened is that I took two coaches from the club next to it. It was also with us here in South Africa at the time when I came in. Fanny Madida for me was very much important. Fanny is a, not only that she was in my own country, a very, very big player, which has been not said enough, I think. Even there are songs existing for Fanny Madida. And so he knew exactly my background and the way how I'm thinking, because he was long years in Turkey. And so having somebody who knows South African football, so having somebody next to it that understands that, the trust can be built. This is not the point for me. The point for me now as a foreigner coming to a country that has cultural enrichment with different diversity, so you need to understand the people. And obviously I also make my mistakes on the time. And today I'm much more wise than I would do things differently. But you learn from it, by the way you're going. But you need those people who also know the background. So obviously it's good to bring your own people. And no one improved, and you don't lose time, because the methodics is very much important in day-to-day business. But also, you need to have people who know the club. So remember that when Dr. Kumalo stopped to play, he was immediately my assistant. Mm-hmm. So I took two club coaches next to me. So that was very, very also vital and important to me.
Coach, I'm a South African, and I know the biggest problem in South Africa is alcohol. We've seen it play with our players, and it might have hampered progress for a lot of players. I'll mention Jabu, for instance. How big of a detrimental factor is it? One, when you have to coach these players. Two, when these players have to go abroad and then establishing their names and staying abroad. Three, should a player go abroad and you recommended that player and now they have to be babysat because of alcohol issues, does it not then reflect bad on you?
Yeah, the last one does reflect bad. This is a different story. I think this has to be treated differently. I did that with Jabu. I took him to Austria, and unfortunately when I left the club, the story is actually a little bit more sad than that reality came true. Obviously, then he fell back into the habit. It was unfortunate. But he was, from the 11 games that we played together, 12 games, he was 6 times the player of the week. Not in the own club, in the country, so in the league. So that shows you how much talent the boy had. Obviously, he comes from a background that you can't just push aside. And I think we did also the mistakes on those years. Could have a little bit more. We should have a little bit more looking into the psychological aspects. It's not easy from a township to come and be in one of the most successful teams worldwide. Kazakhstan is a very successful team, and in Africa. And I think with an unbelievable fan base. So then you have a youngster that has suddenly been a hero. And so obviously that's all not easy. So you come to the training session, you do 2 hours or 4 hours or 6 hours, and then leave the player. And that's the player is too valuable. He's actually one of the best players I've ever worked with. So for us, is that when I see like how Leipzig does it, I went to Leipzig when Ralf Rangnick, my friend, was the coach with Leipzig. And then I get African players. So on the time, Keita came in. Besides, he came from France. They had some Senegalese guys who looking after their family 24 hours. So much value to put on the player. So Germany is not an easy country. And so obviously, there was some bubble or family who looked after Keita on the time. And so his adaptation was very, very quick. I think these are elements that top clubs need to look into that in South Africa. And players obviously come and earn quickly such amount of money that they will probably never thought they will earn. And these are elements that also the surroundings, not only the player earns them, the surroundings is also very difficult. Because when they come out of the township, they have also the friendships, and the friendships have the another mental pressure on the player. We don't need to go deeper into that. So obviously, there are elements that it's sometimes out of the hand of the clubs, but we need to so much more South Africa football needs to go forward. We need some clubs, maybe psychological or this type of people that are going to look after the players 24 hours if necessary.
Coach, and I'm very grateful for you for touching on to that subject. I know we're about to come to the end of our time. It was very short. But before we do, I'd like to find out the importance of the support from not only from the technical team, the importance of having the buy-in from the owner, the buy-in from the cleaning lady, the buy-in from, you know, the secretary of the team. How big a role does that play in you turning or being successful in a team?
Yeah, me as a coach is one of the most important factors that this type of surrounding the back room stuff has to have your trust, and you have to look after them. They are those ones who serve you, and this has to be taken much more, let me say, in consideration. And we in Turkey, we look after this type of people. For us, it's a culture. And for me, it was very, very easy on the time, even the secretary on the time of Stamdonk. And then we had the drivers, we had... So even any small problems in my family, I remember us, everybody was immediately was there and helped us to come through the problems that we experienced in the day-to-day life. And so that I can concentrate on my business, what I have. So these people in background stuff, I remember that Jackson is a pit manager on the time, Ray Jackson. What a fantastic boy that we had so much fun all those years. And he made my life much more easier when it was very stressful.
And Coach, thank you for making time. I know I took you out from a very busy schedule. I just want to pass on a message. It's from Coach Sia. He says... he just wants to show gratitude to you for always sharing valuable information with him and the stuff that you're working on. And I also have somebody who's joining the space that you've shared a lot of information with, and that would be the person that orchestrated Bafana Bafana getting a bronze medal, and that would be Usine Sipomali. The information that you shared.
Like a son to me.
Yes. He says, I must pass on a warm regard. And he says he'll share coffee with you soon. So we just want to thank you for that, Coach. Yeah, thank you for
thank you so much. Thank you.
Any parting words, Coach?
No, I must say that anytime that you guys need even discussion a little bit more photo details, I will be available. I'm leaving the country very soon, but I will be back in April again. And then again back to the Euro. I will join the Turkish national team again for the Euro Championship, and then hopefully be back again in South Africa.
Definitely, Coach. We're going to have a part two of this. And thank you for making time, Coach. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good evening.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Lukokola Space. We're speaking to Coach Mohsin. I did indicate that today's show rather, is going to be a bit short. I had to practically drag the coach out of his dinner appointment with the embassy. And I do thank you for taking in your time. We are going to have a part two with him. We were discussing development and being able to build a winning team in South Africa. The challenges that a coach would experience. What it is that we're going to be seeing right now. I mean, coach has mentioned the fact that players are being restricted right now from a very young age. A young player is being told about having two touches. So, and it is something that somebody has mentioned before in the space, to say our young players are being overcoached. The fun element of football has been taken away from that. I know I did not take any requests today, and I do apologize. But for the sake of time and for the sake of us having a conversation, I did as much as I possibly could. And I've asked the questions that was put on the timeline. There was a question about the Orlando Pirates that I couldn't ask. We couldn't have time for that. We will ask the question. There is going to be a part two. And this is a very important conversation for us to have. I know I've taken you guys away from your loved ones on a Thursday to come and give me an ear. And I do appreciate that. The Coca-Cola Space, powered by Hollywood Beds. Please do search for it on search it for Apple Podcasts. Search it on Spotify. Search it on YouTube, and all these conversations are documented for the sake of us being able to pass it on to the next generation. I do appreciate each and every one of you. Remember to treat the people that you love right. I love you all. Cheers, cheers.
Yeah. she danced, and I just couldn't get it. So I refused to call her mother, I called her lady. And she accepted that. I learned that love heals. Not sentimentality, but love.
There's no way I can make it back, but the plan is to show you that I understand. You are who she is. You are who she is. You are who she is. There's no way I can make it back, but the plan is to show you that I understand. There's no way I can make it back. There's no way I can make it back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You are who she is. 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 You are who she is.
People who maybe needed someone to be kind. And her love healed me.
There's no way I can make it back, but the plan is to show you that I understand. There's no way I can make it back.
You are who she is. 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 She danced, and I just couldn't get it. So I refused to call her mother, I called her lady. And she accepted that. I learned that love heals. Not sentimentality, but love.
There's no way I can make it back, but the plan is to show you that I understand. You are appreciated. You are appreciated. You are appreciated. There's no way I can make it back, but the plan is to show you that I understand. I understand. There's no way I can make it back. There's no way I can make it back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You are appreciated. You are appreciated. You are appreciated. You are appreciated. You are appreciated.
To people who maybe needed someone to be kind. And her love healed me.
There's no way I can make it back, but the plan is to show you.